The Vistu Kopu walks down dry river stream beds that you see, and where you find these beautiful stones, all colors and different, at the foot of Seclusion Hill and, you know, around that area. And at first what happened was, wow, we would be so excited, and we show each other, and then we show Baba, and Baba would pick up one and show us. You know, so Baba was holding them all this exchange, and this was the greatest excitement. This was like the treasure chest of kings. And we'd like them so much, we'd bring them home. And just us girls, a few. And we'd bring them home by the handful. And then next day, there would be bigger handfuls, so you couldn't manage anymore. So then we'd bring it in our skirts, the skirts of our dresses, you know, holding it like that so it makes a pouch. And even then that wasn't, because we'd come home bent and old because, you know, this heavy weight in the skirts. Then we thought, well, that's not enough. And we'd bring them home, wash them in water with an old toothbrush, soap, clean them and let sparkle, and we'd put them aside so that someday we'd put it in the garden around the flower beds. And then we ended up by having so many stones, we were, you know, picking up Baba and us, and so Baba touched all the stones that were there. We were bringing them in a wheelbarrow, and we thought it was so easy to bring it in a wheelbarrow. We'd seen people with wheelbarrows, but it wasn't anything like that. It's a very heavy metal iron wheelbarrow, which we still have, which Kitty had gotten for us from her brother Herbert, who asked Kitty, what can I send for you? And she, of course, never asked anything for herself. She'd asked for something that is right for a need for the household, Baba's household. So she'd asked for this wheelbarrow. I just don't know how the transaction happened and how it came, but here it is. So we would have this wheelbarrow taking turns. And it's very tricky, you know. You can't balance it. So we'd bring those, and we'd stack them, and we spent so much time brushing them and washing them and admiring them. And then, soon after that, I sound like Donald Duck because of my cold that's over now. We would then have to shift from Marazat to Ahmednagar in Pop's place. Pop was Dr. Gore and Katie's father, and of course father and mother, parents, but we always call it Pop's place in Ahmednagar. So the extension and the upstairs could be built as Baba wanted it, his room and all. It was a much smaller place, what we call the old Marazat, the new. So we just dumped all that in the garden, so that when we came back from Ahmednagar after so many months, a few months, by which time the work of renovation here would be over, and then we would see to these beautiful stones and putting them in the garden. We hadn't forgotten them, so that when we came back, the first thing I did was run and look for those stones, those rocks, as you call them, those beautiful, colorful rocks, shining, crystal kind, green, yellow, all kinds of shapes. We couldn't find them anywhere. I mean, who would go off with these rocks? What could have happened? I mean, we didn't have Baba's children then. I wouldn't be surprised now that they all disappeared. But then, who was to take it then? And you know, we would again be so busy with other things, but again, we would remember, what happened to the rocks? Do you know what happened to the rocks? No, then I was also wondering what happened to the rocks. And then we found out that the people who were the builders, the mason and the carpenter and all those people who were working on the house, who had needed to dig a part of the foundation for Baba's room, you know, and the foundation for the sitting room, they had used all these beautiful rocks as a foundation for the. And I was so mad. All these beautiful stones Baba had touched, Baba had touched. And it suddenly dawned on me, and I realized it was the other way around. You know, this is Baba's home, and the very foundation is from Baba built this house. each stone that was touched by Baba is in the very fountain. Not just one cornerstone, all the stones right down to it. And I felt very happy.